Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
This podcast contains strong language and adult themes from the outset. Angie.
Good morning, patois.
How are you this morning?
I'm okay, actually. Yeah. Not too bad. Yeah.
How's your week been? What's been going on?
Well, I didn't feel too good, actually, over the weekend.
I saw that on the old Grammage.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little bit brighter today, but you know when you feel like you're going to come out in a really shitty cold? That's how I felt. Sore throat, headache, bit of earache, bit of a sniffles, you know, all that sort of stuff. But this morning, I actually feel a bit brighter. So I'm hoping I've managed to, you know,
fight it.
Whatever it is, whatever it was, I'm hoping I've managed to push
it out. Bash it out the front door.
Yeah, I've pushed it out.
Yeah. Well, we've had some lovely emails and I've also got some funny Depop drama. Lots of people messaged me last week saying that they found that little Depop drama thing quite funny. And I found a couple of ones that are quite funny. But we have had some lovely emails. I wanted to read this one. A little bit of a warning here. There's some difficult stuff that's spoken about in this email, so I'm going to keep this person anonymous, but it just says this. It says, "Hi, Patty and Ange. I'm so sorry that I'm so late to the party, but I'm well and truly here to stay. With every episode, you two have had me laughing out loud. I was getting petrol a few days ago, and while I was paying, you two mentioned it perfectly. You two timed it perfectly to talk about Mal and Margs, which was absolutely hilarious. And there I was, laughing out loud at the checkout. You two talk about lots of things that are so relatable to me. I'm feeling lonely on the run-up to Christmas, as I don't have a close relationship with my family. So thanks so much for keeping me company. A few years ago, I went to therapy because my boyfriend took his own life. Oh. It took me ages to come to terms with the fact that I needed to go and talk to somebody. You two have totally normalised needing to sort out any sort of help in your life, so thank you for that too. I'm currently listening to the older episodes and I am enjoying them all. Thanks again, girls. Please never stop doing what you're doing."
Aww.
So I just wanted to, you know, acknowledge that it's, you know, a difficult time for lots of people. And I think we can get caught up in this, like, the way the Christmas season has to be and the expectation that you have to do, you know,
everything and anything.
Yeah, and actually for this period, this time for lots and lots of people is so difficult.
Mm.
You know, relationships ending, not having a close relationship with your family, people that you love not being around the table, you know, it not having children, you know, all of those things can feel really lonely and isolating. So I know that it can feel a lovely time, but it's also difficult for so many people, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And I just think, just to be aware of that, you know, to be aware of the fact that, okay, your Christmas might be, you know, fun and everyone's there that you want to be there or expect to be there. But for actually lots of people, it isn't like that. And and also I think this year, even more so, and I'm even feeling it this year with the crises, the expectation to kind of be spending money, to be throwing money at stuff, to be buying the best. And I think, it's really made me think differently about it. It's made me think, okay, well, do I need to do that? Do I need to be spending a load of money that actually right now we don't really have?
No, exactly.
So I think just to kind of be mindful of yourself, of how you are and how you feel about it, and then to try and kind of think of others as well, I think is a really good place to be if you can if you can do that. But what a lovely email to receive, so thank you.
For anybody that is obviously looking for support over this Christmas period, there's loads of places that have got lots and lots of help and support. Obviously the Samaritans is a 24/7 365 day a year service, so you can always get in touch with someone there. Mind is an absolutely fantastic resource for so many people. There's lots and lots of just information on that website. And look, if you do find yourself on your own at Christmas, the Salvation Army often do lots of lunches or Christmas Day dinners, or perhaps if you're you know, struggling to keep warm and, you know, keep your house warm and things like that, lots of local churches or the Salvation Army or perhaps other sort of faiths and religions will be offering those kind of keep warm spaces. So, you know, don't if you want to be on your own, of course that's absolutely fine. There's no pressure to do something that you don't want to do. But if you're looking for some help or support, there's just a few charities and organisations that would be able to help. We also had another email in from Sarah. And Sarah, because you know you can do these Spotify raps now.
Yes, yes.
Sarah has spent 2,907 minutes listening to Finding the Funny. It was her top podcast on Spotify. And she said, "Hi, Ruth and Ange. I imagine you've been sent loads of these Spotify rap screenshots lately, but I'm hoping not, so that I can be crowned in your top fan list. Clearly, I have been heavily into you girls and Finding the Funny this year. Finding the Funny is my absolute number one podcast." Aww. Does that make us friends now? Because I've spent 2,907 minutes listening to you both. Realizing now that I sound slightly mad, but on a serious note, I'm so grateful to have discovered your podcast this year. Without fail, every single week you've brought light into some really, really dark times. Of course, I've gone back and listened to the back catalogue. The episodes about weddings nearly got me run over on the way to work as I was laughing so much. Honestly though, you bring so much joy to my life. Thank you. What a bloody pair of legends you are, Sarah. And then in brackets she's put, "I promise I'm not actually weird."
And then, well, we love the weird ones, Sarah. We love the weird ones. Very welcome.
And then finally, on the email front, we had an email in from one of my best friends called Jess. You've met Jess. You know Jess. She was at my 40th.
Yes. Yes.
Jess just wrote this. "Ruth and Ange," in brackets, "mainly Ange.
Oh, God.
Have you ever had trapped wind in your lower leg? Love from one of Ruth's best friends, Jess."
Trapped wind in your lower leg? What the hell?
I went to watch The Holiday with Jess and Cassie on Saturday.
Yeah.
And we went to watch it live with an orchestra. And then we went back to Cassie's house for just, you know, we went to the half two showing. So we went to for some food.
Yeah.
And then the three of us just went back to Cassie's and, you know, had some fun there, basically.
Yeah.
And I had some fun. I don't know why I said that. What a twat.
Had some fun there.
And there's a big question mark about what that fun could have been.
Yeah, well, that's why I said it. I was like, okay, what sort of fun are you on about there then?
Well, this was the fun we had there. I had this really bad pain in my, like, shin. Right. And I pressed it and massaged it and started to burp. And as I started to burp, the pain started to disappear.
And but you can't have wind in your leg.
And then she was like, "Right, I'm taking this to the podcast. I am taking this to the podcast. I want to know if your sister has ever had trapped wind in her lower leg. Have you ever had trapped wind in your lower leg?"
Well, you can't, can you? Your legs aren't attached to your bum, are they?
Or they are.
Well, no, but not where your bum and your, you know, your bottom is all linked to your stomach, isn't it? Your legs aren't attached to your stomach.
Well, I'm telling you, that happened.
Yeah, but you get a lot of pains in your legs.
I do. Well, I was bitten by a spider, wasn't I?
Well, we know. I mean, you tell the world about that.
Bitten by a spider.
But you do. You do get a lot of leg pain. When we were on holiday, you kept saying,
that's because of the heat, because of the spider bite. That is because of the heat.
I just think anything that goes on with you is always linked to your legs.
It is. Anyway, listen, we digress. We're off topic.
So off the back of the Spotify rap,
yes,
And we obviously had, you know, very kindly lots of people sharing that we were in their top five, which is bloody wonderful to see. So thank you to everybody. Yeah. But I had a message in from Maud. And she said, because she'd obviously shared that we were in her top five, and I think I shared hers. And she sent a message saying, honestly, you two have carried me through a pretty shit second half of the year. When I've had really shit days, the pod provided a bit of respite and joy. And I've totally started saying all your patty and angisms, i.e. dickish behaviour, getting on my shitting tits, etc. You two are just quality. And although a lot of your content is comical, trivial, and you two just talking shit, do not underestimate the power and value of providing levity for people throughout difficult times. Making people laugh is a serious business. And I just wanted to share that because I thought it was, again, just very lovely to...
So nice.
To kind of hear that. So nice. Thank you very much.
I can't believe people have spent over 2,000 minutes listening to us.
Yeah,
that
I mean, bloody hell.
Anyway, look, this is what I saw and read on Depop Drama, okay? Mm. So somebody had ordered a pair of Timberland boots.
Right.
And this is the message. Mm. Hi, I've just received my Timberland boots, but they came with a cut open packet of rich tea delight biscuits inside the box. Hey. There are pieces of broken up biscuits all over my new boots. I'm really perplexed. Can you explain to me what the frig is going on? Right? And the person's replied and just put, it's free biscuits, babe. Stop complaining.
Oh my gosh.
This is another one. It's arrived, but there was a used tissue in the pocket.
Oh no.
This is the reply. I'm so sorry about that, but when you buy second-hand discounted items, you can't really complain, huh?
Well, you can Jeffy empty the pockets.
Honestly.
Oh, used tissue. Oh, no.
Right,
no.
This is the last one I'll do now, right? Mm. Surely you could have used something other than a Subway wrapper to package my top. There's bits of salad and shit stuck on it. I'm not impressed with this at all. Is it some kind of joke? This is the reply. Sorry, hun. We can't all afford fancy packaging. You get what you're given. And there's no rules into which things can be packaged in. So why don't you get off your high horse and deal with it?
Honestly. Oh my gosh.
Depop Drama is one of my favourite... I just love the fact that the rich tea biscuits is free biscuits at hand, so you can't really complain.
What do people think of when they do this stuff? Oh, I'm going to say, this woman's bought these boots. I'll chuck in some biscuits.
What? It was like the packet was open.
Yeah. She probably had a few while she was packing the boots.
There's pictures on the Instagram, on the Depop Drama Instagram. You just scroll across, you can see these black Timberland boots basically covered in rich tea biscuits.
It's just like,
I wonder whether some people are pissed off that they've got to sell them. And they're like, you know, they're like, I want to keep these boots, but perhaps,
but
you know,
I need to get
some money or whatever.
Yeah.
And so they're just like, well, fuck you, I'm going to put it in a Subway wrapper and you can have bits of salad all over yourself. Person's like, there's no rules in what it needs to be wrapped in, so get off your high horse.
Take the Subway wrapping, okay?
Yeah. Anyway, that was my little Depop Drama finds.
That is very funny, Paz.
Yeah.
Now, we did have a lot of people in the box this week say the thing that's getting on their shitting tits is Elf on the Shelf, which is completely understandable.
So many people.
I think we've covered it in a previous episode.
I know, but you know what I think? I know we have covered this before, but it's got out of control.
Well, I think that's what we were saying. It's like...
But I even think this year it's even bigger. Mm. I saw one the other day where somebody had cut... Like, he was sat... Elf on the Shelf was sat on the top of the loo roll, right?
Mm.
And the loo roll was halfway down the toilet and it had been cut into snowflakes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people go hardcore. People go hardcore. Yeah, I know. So I'm so thankful
none of that shit existed.
Yeah. You know, Elf was not a thing when my children were little. Nella actually asked me the other day, she went, Mum, are you really pleased that, you know, Elf on the Shelf wasn't a thing when we were younger. I said, well, even if it was, I wouldn't have done it.
No.
You know, I'm not dicking around with that. Nels, yeah, I've got enough shit to do. I'm not at night thinking, shit, what am I going to do with this shitting elf?
Yeah.
But, so a lot of people obviously put that, which I can totally understand. And then I saw this post where it said, in search of an adult version of Elf on the Shelf that moves around at night cleaning the house and doing laundry.
Yes.
And I was like, I'd be well up for that elf.
Well, we've got that. Margs does that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I might start calling Margs Elfie.
Elfie.
And I might, for the Christmas period, make her wear an elf costume when she cleans my house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Just be like, look, you are currently our elf.
You
on
are
the
elf.
So, yeah. Here you
so
go.
Please, can you come in the correct attire?
Whack this on.
Yeah.
I've got you some tinsel to wrap around your head. Go, 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 go. Do you know that Mum, so our parents are doing a party on the 23rd of December, and do you know, Ange, that Mum is making baubles?
Yeah, I know.
What's happened to Mark? She's getting craft. She's Stacey Sullivan vibes.
She's getting crafty. I think she's doing it with some pals, though, that are probably more in the craft than she is.
I reckon Mum's just sat there going, oh, that looks nice.
Yeah, should we do that? Margaret, we've had an idea about doing these things for your party. We thought about doing baubles. She's gone, okay, yeah. I mean, I'm not that crafty, but I'm fine with jumping on board with that, Patty.
Well, she said to me, she said, do you know I was going to buy one? So it's one for every woman at the party, you know, it's like one for a household or whatever.
Yeah.
She said, I was going to buy them. I looked for, you know, it was absolutely extortionate to buy 60 baubles.
Yeah.
Anyway, these people at church, they said they'll decorate for them. £58 for 60 baubles it costs me.
There you go. So, see, that's what it is.
That's what
it is. She's ended up becoming part of the craft crew.
Yeah.
But doesn't she's not really crafty.
I then also said to her, Mum, are those women that are helping you invited? And she went, well, no. I said, oh, you better sort that out.
Oh, God. Are they not invited? I thought that they were invited because that's why they were doing the crafting.
No, Mum. Mum just said to someone at church, oh, I'd like to get a bauble for everybody. We're doing a party. And this woman was just like, oh, I can help you do that. Don't buy them. We'll decorate them. And apparently they're putting them in these like beautiful boxes with ribbon and stuff. And I said, and she said, well, and then she said to me, I am going to talk to Dad, I think, about looking at the numbers. Because I was like, you've got to bloody invite them.
Yeah, I thought that was the reason they were doing it.
No, they're not invited. This is a craft crew that are out there on their own.
I'd love to see Mum crafting.
She'd be hilarious, wouldn't she? Anyone who knows our mum would know that she's not crafty. I mean, Mum used to cut our hair like boys because she couldn't figure out how to do a plait.
Well, that's why I looked like Steve.
Yeah, because she would go, oh no, I'm
just
not.
Just shove a bowl on her head and cut round it.
She'd say to our hairdresser, Nicola, who's still her hairdresser now, oh no, I can't be doing with all, just either put it in a bob or give them a crew cut. I can't be bothered. I can't be bothered with putting their hair up every. They'll want ponytails and plaits and pleats and all that stuff. No, don't do it.
No, just cut it off.
Cut it.
Take it short, please, Nicola.
Yeah. So, so Elf on the Shelf. We went down a bit of a rabbit hole there, but yeah, Elf on the Shelf. I mean, it is a crock of shit.
Lots of people put that in.
It's a crock of shit.
Yeah, it is. I'm so pleased. I'm not in that world. Yeah.
And, you know, it's at these points where I think, thank God I've got a shit womb.
Yeah,
because I'd be riding the throes, me.
Oof.
I'd be
that
in
would
the throes.
Be bad. Yeah,
if I had a 5 or 6 year old, I would be.
I mean, I don't even like the tooth fairy.
Oh, that's unfair.
No, that gets on my tits. I think anything where I have to creep around late at night, and then I forget, and 2 in the morning, I go, shit, their tooth fell out. I've got to go and put something under their pillow. Yeah, no.
Do you think at the top of this show we should give a thing of like, don't listen to this with your kids? Because we are in one foul swoop, like ruining,
destroying all myth.
It's like you've got it on in the car, you're on the way to the school, right? Mum, the tooth fairy's not real. Yeah, yeah. It's Ange the tooth fairy. Yes, she is actually. Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Everyone across the globe. Yeah,
everyone. Yeah. Everyone. Yes. I come into your room at night.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I pop a little pound under your pillow.
Yeah, a pound? I think it's more like a fiver now these days.
Oh, see, that pisses me off as well.
Yeah.
We've gone Jeffing crazy with that shit.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to relax.
50p, that should do it.
Yeah. Well, just don't bother.
Do you know what I'd do if I was the tooth fairy now, if I had kids? I'd take the tooth and I'd leave a note saying, I'm putting the heating on for 20 minutes. That's I'm not doing hard cash anymore.
We're in a crisis.
Yeah. I'm going to actually put the oven on and cook. cook you something rather than making you a sandwich. Yeah. I hope you enjoy it. If the crisis, blame, and then in brackets at the bottom, hashtag blame the Tories.
Don't have a go at me.
Yeah, my kids would be going into school saying, my mum says I don't get a pound and I blame the Tories.
Yeah, they would. They'd literally be like, no, no, my mum says that I can't do that because of the Tories. Or they'd go, oh, why have you only got that in your lunchbox because of the Tories? Everything would be because of the Tories.
They'd be going to birthday party saying, I'm so sorry, your present's not very good.
Yeah.
Hashtag fuck the Tories.
Blame the Tories. Yeah.
Anyway, very funny. Elf on the Shelf, he can, yeah, he can stay on that
off.
Shelf.
Yeah, he can be part of the Tories.
Yeah, yeah, I think he probably is actually. Angie.
Patois.
It is coming into that time of year where it you is. Want to celebrate the festive season. And what better way to do it than with some gorgeous wines from our favourite wine club, Wine 52. You can trial this.
You can.
You get three bottles of your favourite wine if you just cover the postage.
Mm-hmm. Which is, the postage is £8.95. So basically you get you three
bottles
for £8.95, which actually is a bargain.
Bargain.
All you need to do is go to www.wine52.com/funny. You cover the postage cost of £8.95 and you'll get your three bottles delivered to your door. Now, I think this is a very good way of trying new wines.
Absolutely it is.
Because I think quite often you can end up going for the same things. Oh, you know, you kind of find one you like and you just buy the same thing.
Keep sticking to it and then you get bored of it. And
exactly.
It's like, how do I broaden my wine
taste? How do I mix this up?
Exactly. And sometimes I think, you know, if you're spending £5, £6, £7 on a bottle of wine each time, that can become expensive. But what I love is I absolutely love that you can showcase the very best wine from a different region each and every month. So far on this Wine Odyssey, they featured wine from the stunning island of Sicily.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
The revered Bordeaux region.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
And the spectacular vineyards of the Rhone Valley.
I mean, I jeffin love a Rhone Valley.
From zesty Sauvignon Blancs to vibrant, full-bodied reds, which is a bit of you, Ange, isn't it?
It is. It absolutely is, yeah.
Experience the wonderful world of the wine with the UK's most exciting wine club.
Yes. Now, you can grab yourself this treat in time for Christmas. So you can impress your friends and your family. You can tell them all about the wines because you obviously get the Glug magazine that comes with it.
Love the Glug.
Which, so, you know, you can show off that, you know your stuff about the wines.
Yeah.
You have the choice of mixed, red only, or white only. And you also get, just as a little bonus, two tasty snacks as well.
After your free case, you'll join the monthly wine club. No minimum commitment. And if it's not for you, you can pause and cancel at any time. So this is such a great offer for you to show off over this Christmas season. If you'd like to take this offer up, you just need to go to www.wine and then the numbers 52.com/funny to claim your free case of three delicious wines today. Anyway, we had a dickish behaviour in this week. Now, look, we're really aware that there's obviously postal strikes and things like that, and that's not what we're going to talk about.
No.
But the dickish behaviour that we thought was really good came from Jenny on the gram, and it just said, the post office. Now, I'm not talking about the post office as in Royal Mail. I'm talking about when you try and go into a post office.
Yeah.
Why have post office...
post offices.
Why have post offices now all been shoved at the back of a like corner store where there's no space?
Yeah.
There's a queue as long as the bloody Nile.
I think I'm putting... Now, this is quite a throwback here.
Okay.
But do you remember when I had a problem with chemists?
I do.
And I felt like chemists were sort of...
above
lording it on everyone. They were up on platforms and shit. I That's the sort of vibe I get from a post office.
Yeah.
Not the people, not the staff, but just the vibe of...
We are the post office.
Yes. Yeah. And I kind of walk in there and think, shit, why have I got to come in here today?
Yeah.
In fact, sometimes I walk in and just walk out.
Yeah. Oh, I've done that so every night. Oh, God. I just can't.
And this time of year,
oh,
just seems to go batshit crazy.
Bonkers.
Doesn't it?
Do you know what, though? Like, not this isn't anything to do with the strikes or anything like that, but sometimes post office staff can give a similar ilk to a doctor's receptionist.
Doctor's receptionist, yes, yeah. Agreed.
So yeah. You go to the front, hiya, put it on the scales. Sorry, what? On the scales. Oh, right, okay. Leave it. Don't leave it. And then you go to take it off. Not yet. Oh, sorry, right. And then they tap, 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 tap. Yeah. Yeah. Leave it. Okay. You've got two options. You can send it first class for £365, or you can send it second class for 85p. If you go,
but
second,
it will take 3 weeks to get.
If you go second class, it's not going to get there till June 2023. And then they're like, yeah, the classic one is right. Okay, go second. How much is the value of it? I don't know. Well, what's the value of it? What is the value?
What
in
is
that
it? What are you sending?
It's just a phone case, right? So it's under £500.
Yeah. Yes.
Wait,
it's not made of gold.
I wouldn't trust you guys with something over £500. And then they're like, right, okay, you can take it off now. Take it off. Yeah, off.
Pass
and
it through.
You just
pass
sit
it through.
There, and you're like, what? And they go, yeah, what? Where do I? In that bag? In the bag? What bag? Just go to the end and Moira will meet you and say, yeah.
Moira.
It's like, fucking hell, I feel like I'm doing a drug deal. Go to the end. Right. Who's next? On the scales. It's like, oh my.
It is like that.
Yeah. That is.
That's the vibe.
Okay. Mm. You could say, hiya, could you pop that on the scales for me, please? Now, there's lots of ways you can send this. Do you know the value of the package? What's the value? Mm. I don't fucking know.
Do you know what I think post offices could do with?
What?
Music.
Oh, I don't know. I think that would...
No,
I think the concentration that the people behind the counter need...
Well, fuck them. I think...
and the Tories.
I think if you had a bit of music on there... Yeah. It would just lift the mood.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that could apply to a lot of places. Chemists, doctor surgeries.
Oh, there is music in doctor surgeries.
Is there? Not in mine. Mine's an absolute shithole.
Oh, we have radio on and all sorts.
No. I just feel like if you just put a bit of music on sometimes, it just lifts the mood, takes away the sheer silence of everyone going, this is fucking driving me mental today. You know, that sort of feeling that you get in a lot of those places.
Yeah.
I think if you whacked a bit of music on in a post office,
you'd be
the
fine.
Whole mood changes.
You'd be absolutely fine.
Mm. Yeah.
It's also the fact that they're crammed now in the back of a co-op, isn't it? You know, there used to be a time where you could actually just go to the post office. No, not now.
No, you can't.
You've got a 3 meter square foot.
Yeah. Although I should shout out my local post office, Mass News. I love calling it Mass News. It is actually called Mass News. I'm not making that up. But I'll actually say I'm just going down Mass News.
Mass News.
They are actually really good. I really like them in there. And the guy, our guy, he always has a little chit chat. Really
does
like
he?
Him. Yeah. And That's they do nice. Great sweets.
Do they?
Yeah, they do. Oh. You know when you're like really craving some old school sweet shit?
Oh, that's amazing.
Down to Mass News, bang.
Is that the one where... this is one of the funniest stories you've ever told me. Joel, I reckon he was probably about 10 at the time. Took himself off to the corner shop. He said, oh, Mum, can I go and get some football stickers or something? You were like, yeah, here you go, Joel. Here's like a pound or whatever.
Yeah.
I want the change.
Yeah.
Joel comes back in and he's like, oh, sorry, Mum, I dropped the change and it like flew under the counter and I couldn't get it back. And you looked at him and you went, oh, yeah, yeah. And you just pointed at your mouth and you went, Joel, sugar. And he just had sugar all around his mouth. He'd come on the way home, he'd come up with this elaborate story but forgot to wipe his fucking mouth. Was that Mass News?
Mass News, yeah. Because he'd
that
got in
is
and thought,
so funny. And he was like, oh, and you were like, yeah, you got sugar all around your face, mate. Have you spent that extra 35p on?
You just got one of those sour rolls.
Shove
the whole thing in your mouth on the 2 minute walk home. Yes, yes. That's mass news.
Yeah. That's mass news. Yeah. Hilarious.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm with you. I'm not talking about the post office, no. As in like, you know, the Royal Mail strikes or whatever. We're absolutely not talking about that. I'm talking about going into the post office.
Yeah.
And it sort of is something that still fills me with dread.
Yeah, exactly the same. And I have done the whole walked in, opened the door, fuck that.
Fuck that.
I am not standing in that.
That
I've got better shit to do today. I'll try again tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I just hope that mass news is slightly quieter.
Do you know what I think they should have? I think you should be able to check the post office queue on an app.
Oh wow! Okay,
I think you should be able to put in your local post office, and if the queue is more than five deep, it tells you alert, alert, alert.
Do not enter. But yeah, do you think it ever is less than five deep? I think especially this time of year, forget it.
You're never less than five deep.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
I think if that's the case, you go, fuck it, I'll have to wait till January.
Well, look, Jenny, we don't know if that's what you meant, but that's the way we took your dickish behavior.
Yes.
Just the post office.
And
going
actually,
into the post office.
Totally got it. You know, that whole thing of just the whole post office rigmarole.
It is dickish.
Totally get it.
It is dickish.
Yeah, it is. It is. Heavily into with Rossi D. Woods. Heavily into with Rossi D. Woods. What is he heavily into? Heavily into this week. Bosh.
Good morning, gang.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning, Rossi D. Woods.
Yeah.
Good morning, Mr. Smith.
Whatever.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Yeah, and it was so lackluster.
Yeah, it was.
Lackluster.
If I could go back, though. I think I'd really change that. I'd really go for it. I'd really give it some welly.
Oh, yeah, massive. Mm,
I'd really sort of beat the
game. It's like, good morning, Mr. Smith. Yeah.
I remember back in school, I went to a little church school. We had to sit cross-legged when we sung hymns. Yeah. And all I can remember was on that wooden parquet flooring, there's children pissing themselves and then there's just a puddle around them. Oh, the stench.
Do you know
of the
what
wood
I hated
was,
about that?
When it
that,
was drying
when,
out.
When you had to sit cross-legged, I would constantly be sat there thinking, my leg's gone to sleep. The amount of times I stood up in assembly and fell over.
Kids got up like a newborn giraffe. Trying to get out. And they come on, children.
Oh, my leg. Missed my leg. Oh, my leg's gone numb. I feel like it's going to fall off.
Also, did you have it that when you got to like, you know, when you were in what would be known as year six now of primary school, so the top year of primary school.
The top year.
That you were then allowed to sit on the benches.
Oh, yeah, all the chairs.
Yes.
Yeah, the little plastic chairs.
You were literally top of the school.
Yeah, that's
everyone below you had to sit on the floor cross-legged. You got a bench.
And then you get to secondary school and you're being bog-washed in the toilet
and you're back at the bottom again. Yeah.
It's basically setting you up to fail, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because year six, you're like, I am fucking nuts.
Yeah,
yeah man, I've got this. You go into year seven, you're like, holy shit, I don't know anything.
Yeah.
I've been bog-washed three times this week.
That's it. Fuck me, my uniform's too big.
Yeah.
I can't see my hands anymore.
Yeah.
Now, Rossi, you've got some stuff
for us today, mate. I've got loads of stuff.
I've got stuff up my nose. Yeah. I've got stuff in my sinuses. I've had a week of it.
I've had
the worst fucking cold in history. But for my heavily intos, I've been heavily into trying to find cold and flu remedies. And I put it out there. I put it out there to the world, and I got back a response, shall we say, slightly different to what I would want, but I can read them to you. I've actually written them down.
Nice.
Right. Old school.
On a sheet of, it's a pad I found.
Nice.
Oh, you've gone pen and paper.
Yeah.
I've gone pen and paper.
Wow.
And
I love a pen and paper.
It's a good old-fashioned Bic.
Oh,
Bic biro.
Do you know what? I just think we should all go back a bit as well. Like, we've all...
To the Bic.
You know, I've also spoken before about the techno shits.
Yeah.
I found out, though, my handwriting has got worse and worse.
Yeah.
Because when you first leave school, you're like, oh, no one writes anymore.
No.
No one fucking writes.
We
all write like doctors now.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even read this, but anyway, sorry if I'm sniffing.
No, you sniff away, mate.
Don't worry.
I'm going to give you the first one. So this is off of Instagram. I'm going to name and shame him as well. Her name's Ellen.Tiger off of Instagram.
Yeah.
So her remedy is 2 shots of vodka, uh-huh, 1 paracetamol, and a breath mint. You're welcome, hun.
That sounds good.
Hang on, you're doing 2 shots to so 1 para, yeah, and then a fresh mint.
Mm.
And then a fresh mint of your choice. It doesn't, I mean, I would go smint, but.
Would you go
there's
smint?
There's other available.
No, yeah, I'd go extra strong. Mint.
Extra strong. Patty's big you? On the. Patty, oh, she, Patty doubles up her extra strongs.
I take 2 at a time.
Patty, yeah. They're very chalky. They're very chalky in the mouth.
Love them. Wow, I mean, she really does blow her head off. She puts 2 in, bang, she's gone.
2. If I do a 1er extra stronger, it just doesn't feel the same.
A 1er extra stronger.
A 1 of it extra stronger.
If I do a 1er extra stronger.
Stronger.
All right, babes, calm down. And so this is off of TikTok, and I guess a follower on TikTok is totally different to Instagram. That's what I found out. There's more. I think there's more trolling on TikTok, which I love. It's more interesting. So this is it's me _044. It's a cold. Deal with it.
I mean, fair enough.
Fair enough. I mean, fair enough. I mean, although I'm a man. I should man up.
Colds do make you feel quite shit, don't they?
Oh, God, they're awful. Honestly. You know,
especially early morning, end of day.
Late at night.
You feel like utter shit, don't you? You feel like you can't breathe, you can't swallow, you're forever sniffing.
The hours of shitness, morning and evening, you're right.
They're
during the day, you think, oh, I'm getting better. Then all of a sudden, and as soon as you lie down,
bang.
Oh, my God.
You're fucked.
Yeah. You can't breathe, you're coughing. Oh. Yeah. Actually, I find I piss myself off. I know I'm pissing everyone else off, but I actually piss myself off.
Yourself.
Well, I mean, that might happen with the coughs.
It's happened
a few times. A few coughs and a big sneeze, bang. Yeah, whoa, okay, better go to the toilet. Need myself
she
to get
becomes that kid sat in
she
assembly.
She becomes that kid, yeah. Pissing drying. Themselves on parquet flooring.
Yeah. That's it.
It's been known. It's been known.
I've got another good one here, and the name is very odd. It's 0001774. Now...
Right. Okay.
Either couldn't think of their own name, or they just went, you know,
straight on the numbers.
Numbers.
Maybe that was their prison number.
Could be.
So here we go from prisoner 001774. Before you go to sleep at night, get a potato slice and put it in each of your socks.
Now,
cut up a red onion. And place around the room. Now, I'm not a fucking side salad. I'm not.
No, listen.
Or a casserole.
Listen.
I'm not a bleeding casserole.
Need a couple of bay leaves if you're a casserole. They do fuck all.
Yeah.
I watched this TikTok video with this mum, and she had a little girl who was full of cold. Like, she could barely see. She was crying. She was full of, like, snot. She sliced up red onion, put it in her socks, and put them on her to go to bed. The middle of the night, she woke up. She was. Like all this stuff came out of her. She was sick. She had the old Aztec 2 steps. She was that's what Jim Royal used to call them, the Aztec 2 steps.
Aztec 2 steps. What a legend.
And she woke up the next day, was like miraculously much better because apparently the red onion draws it all
draws
out.
Draws the imperfections out.
Right. I have a problem with
a red onion in my pants.
Oh, okay, Rossi. I mean, maybe that's TMI.
Let alone the bleeding socks.
I think, right.
Yeah, go
when has TikTok become this like place, this font of knowledge?
I'm not having it. She's not having it.
Every time
Dr. TikTok.
My daughter Dr. TikTok. Says, oh yeah, but mum, I saw this thing on TikTok. Just every little thing is a thing that she saw on TikTok, read on TikTok, heard on TikTok. No, I'm done with it. These people on TikTok that know all this shit.
And TikTok also bought us the spa for cows.
I know, but what? Like now that we're going into sort of more, you know, we're talking about putting red onion and potato in our
She's really on it.
Rossi, try it. I want you to try
I'm going
to
try it because I've still got the... I have still got... You can hear me. I'm bunged up like no one's business.
Yeah.
Here's one of my favourites, though. And this is from TikTok, Ange, one of your favourite platforms, it seems.
Mm.
Go on. Stephen_Smith. It's probably
regular name.
Probably
okay,
the
we're
most
starting
regular
in a good
name
place
I've ever
here.
Heard.
Yeah, okay.
Stephen with a V.
Nice, Stephen with a V, not a PH.
It's not even with a PH. Mm. Stick a clove of garlic up each nostril and fuck off.
Now that is the kind of response I like
I think
from TikTok.
That. See, I just snotted then.
That was
probably the best remedy
the best
I have ever heard. Yeah. And I'm going to give it out freely to anyone who's got a cold.
Stick a garlic clove. Now, this is the problem, isn't it? Because I haven't bought cloves of garlic for years. Does it work with garlic? If I shoved enough
garlic, probably not.
You scooped it in like a fucking cement mixer.
Yeah, and then I had to go to the hospital and be like, I've got garlic cloves in my brain.
Yeah.
I actually had to Google it
to see if it was true. The amount of videos, so please Google this, anyone who's listening. Just watch people putting garlic up the nose, because as soon as they take the garlic out, it's really revolting. The snot just streams out.
No.
I'm not joking. It seems to work, but I haven't done it because I love eating garlic bread, but I'm not going to stick a loaf up my nose.
Also,
I've got one more.
That smell just then stays in your nostrils.
Yeah, because garlic on your fingers. It's a very,
that's
very...
That's why I only use the lazy kind, guys.
Lazy garlic is good, yeah.
I don't like it. I'm a proper fresh garlic girl.
No, I'm a
proper
lazy garlic girl.
Chuck it in your scruncher, like that, into your... what are you doing?
This last one had me, and this is the last and final one. It's probably my favourite. It's from Chris60612. Here we go. Mm. Go suck on a fisherman's friend. No, I haven't done that for years, dirty bastard. Chris, you should be ashamed of yourself. Oh,
I do like a fisherman's friend, though.
Me too.
Yeah.
I probably have had one in all my lifetime. I think my stepdad used to have them, and I tried one, and they are
strong.
Blows
your head off.
They are strong. I mean, Patty, she whacked two of those in.
You can't double up on a fisherman's
friend. If you doubled up on a fisherman's friend.
Wow.
I think I'd die.
Yeah.
What is
your go-to? You wouldn't be standing, would you?
What is your go-to lozenge? What is your lozenge of choice?
I love a Hall soother, and they're the blackcurrant ones, and they have a liquid centre. So
no, hate
I
those.
Suck and suck away.
No.
Oh, do you hate them?
Hate them. Hate
them. When I get to that liquid,
I'm
addicted to them. I buy them just for a little sucky
sweet.
Just
for a laugh.
I buy them just for a fucking laugh.
Rossi's mental Friday night is on the soothers. Yeah. Fucking hell. Back up, guys.
I mean, they've stopped selling to me in Tesco's.
Yeah, that's
I just buy them for a laugh.
Mine's a Jakeman's.
No, I've tried those Jakeman's. You said to me about those before. I was like,
They are brilliant, the Jakeman's.
No, I'm a Halls, but not the soother ones. It's the Halls
black.
Menthol in
black.
The black.
In the
blacks.
Yeah.
They're
remember
my favourite.
Remember Halls adverts?
Really good.
They used to be on years ago, and it used to be a
Halls.
Man. He grew an elephant's trunk. Remember when he put one in his mouth and he grew an elephant's trunk?
Oh,
he was
on
a tube train.
Yeah.
That guy who lived, you know, in East London who grew an elephant's trunk. No,
when he had one of those, eucalyptus.
That's not fucking true, mate. That's all myth.
It's on TikTok apparently.
That's
true. And then everyone would go, let's get those because then we'll get an elephant trunk.
Oh yeah,
say to Ellen tonight. Yeah, but I saw on TikTok somebody grew an elephant trunk.
Yeah,
on it.
She'd believe it. She'd be like, "Oh, great! I'll try that next time I've got a cold."
Try it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, so that's your heavily into. Now I believe a little birdie tells me you might have a little bit of a tits for us.
You got some tits.
Right, I tell you, this is my shitting tits.
Mm.
Garden centres at Christmas.
Yeah, brilliant.
That is actually brilliant. My wife. Made me go to one because I didn't want to fucking go. Who wants to go to a garden centre on a Sunday in December? So I went, it was bursting at the seams with OAPs, right? And they could go during the week.
Yeah.
Don't need to ruin
true.
My Sunday.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That is true.
That is true. So we go in there, it's bursting at the seams from people. I mean, these people haven't even been to a garden centre in years.
No.
But It gets to December and they fucking go in. Yeah. You can't
That's
park.
That's me. I'm one of those people. Mm. You are one of those people. I don't go all year round. It is December and I'm like, I want to go to... you should see my garden. Looks like somebody's fucking died in our house.
That'll tell you how often she goes to a garden
centre. Exactly. You should see the outside, the front of our house. It's just covered in weeds.
Just because they put a bloody old man in there and shoved him in a sleigh, people want to go and see
but
him.
But I love
off.
A garden centre in December. I am one of those people.
And to be honest, it was lovely when we went in there. And the only thing that made me go was my wife said, we can go to the little cafe and you can have a little piece of cake. And I thought, I'm doing it. Because that's going to get me in. So we've gone into this cafe, and here's the funny story. We've gone into this cafe and I've got my little tray. Do you know like those little trays you have at school when you take them round?
Yep.
So I've taken it round. Lucy's wanted a mocha. I've got a little cake for my son. And I've said, oh, actually, I want to go savoury. And there was a bacon and cheese twist in one of these glass cabinets.
Nice. I love a bacon and cheese twist.
Mm. Anyway, the lady who was serving me, her name was Sue.
Nice.
And I said, oh, could I have that? I think it's a bacon and cheese twist. And she went, I don't think it is. And I know my bacon and cheese twist. I said, no, it is.
It is.
We nearly had a fucking argument. Anyway, she's gone over to the glass thing and she's pulled it out, right? And there's two left. And she's pulled one out and she went, I don't think it is cheese. And she's gone to sniff it. Right? And it slipped and hit her face.
Oh no.
Under her nose and onto her lips. The manager's turned around and gone, Sue, you can't serve him that.
Exactly.
It's just touched your skin. And she went, I was only sniffing it. And I went, oh, fuck.
No.
I honest to God, this is what happened. I hope Sue doesn't listen to this. Anyway, she's really got angry. She's thrown one onto the floor. You're welcome,
Sue.
Yeah, and she's got another one. Put it on the plate. Put it on my little tray. So I've got the clean one. Anyway, it gets worse. I've gone up to the counter and there's this young lad, lovely lad. I don't know what his name was. I said, can I have a cup of tea as well? He's giving me my tea. She's put the mocha on the tray, but it's balanced on the side. I've turned around, knocked it, and it's fucking gone all over my... The tray is covered in mocha. My bacon and cheese twist is mockered right up. And it was the last fucking one. I was devastated. You know what? I said, do you know, I'm going to eat it because that's the last one. I've taken it back to the table. And Lucy said, what the fuck just happened there? I said, don't ask. I'm eating it. And I tell
like
you what.
It's like a pan au chocolat now.
It's a taste sensation. If anyone wants a cheese and bacon twist, smother it in mocha. There you go.
That'll be on TikTok later.
I am never... That's going to be on TikTok.
Then everyone will be fucking doing it, won't they? Yeah,
everyone's going to be smothering their bacon and cheese twist in a mocha.
Yeah. In a mocha.
Chuck it in a mocha.
I am never going to a garden centre again in December. There, I've said it. Fuck them.
No. There, I fucking said it.
That is one story and a half.
I can't believe Sue was going to serve you the one that had touched her lips.
She tried to sniff it, and then her reaction to the boss saying, "You can't give him that." She went, "I was only sniffing it." Who sniffs someone's food?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Was she an older lady, Sue?
No, she was. Oh. She was. I would say middle-aged. I wouldn't say she was old.
So you kind of expect that.
I think Sue thought she was at home in her kitchen
I was her son. She was, didn't
you? Do you know what?
Well, it smells all right.
I think Sue wanted to be able to say to you, you see, it's not. I think she was so adamant that she wanted to be
that
right.
It wasn't a cheese and bacon twist.
She took it to the absolute extreme.
Was there no sign on the twist? How did you know it was cheese and bacon? Was there no sort of visible signs?
Well, I recognise the shape of it because it's shaped like how would you describe it? It's like a diamondy shape, isn't it? What's the cheese?
It's like a diamond.
It's got like sort of two corner bits and a rectangle.
Yeah, that's it. You've got it.
Yeah, like a vagina shape. It's shaped like a vagina.
A vagina shape.
Basically, let's put it. We all know a cheese and bacon twist is shaped like a vag.
Vagina.
Anyway,
yeah, fine.
Vagina.
But is it so? Why is it a twist then? I'm getting vibes of it not twisting.
I think a twist. Well, it said it's twisted. I don't know.
It like twists my lips, doesn't it?
Fuck knows. I just ate it and it was lovely.
And it was covered in mocha, yeah. Which is hilarious.
It's better than covered in her bleeding bristles around her top lip.
Oh, yeah, dear me. That is true.
Well, oh, I've got one more thing to add. I've got one more thing to add.
One more thing.
I'm sorry, I'm packing you full of shit.
Bung it in.
I looked at the news this morning and there's something that's going to really make people laugh. And I wrote it down. In Paris, they've just put up a Christmas tree. I don't know what his name was. People have to Google Paris Christmas tree because it's about 15 foot tall. And all I can say it resembles is a giant green butt plug. Please go and have a look.
No, I'm looking now. What is it?
Please.
What is it? Paris Christmas tree.
Just put Paris Christmas tree. And it's about 15 foot tall. It's the size of a double decker. Please,
Paris,
everyone who's listening.
Christmas tree.
It was put up on the 8th. I think it was put up on... Yeah, just Google it.
Hang on.
Paris Christmas tree.
Oh, I'm just... Are you joking? That green thing?
Please, everyone.
Oh, I can it's see basically it. A butt pug.
It's actually a giant butt pug. A butt pug.
It's a giant... Oh, my God.
Yeah, so
what
that's their Christmas
doing?
Tree. So this artist, I think he's American, designed it, and it's been put up. It's now been vandalised because it looks like a 15-foot tall giant green butt plug.
It's not even attractive. That is ridiculous.
Well, it depends. They are to some people.
That is ridiculous.
It depends if your name's Sue and you work in a cafe.
I think she'd love it, Sue.
She'd love a giant green butt plug.
Yeah,
she'll definitely sniff that.
Well, look, that Rossi, you have brought us some brilliant chat.
You have, Rossi.
Thank you so much. Obviously, if you don't already, I'm sure you do, but if you don't already, you can find Rossi across all social medias, Instagram and TikTok mainly. He is very funny, worth a follow. Go and check him out if you don't follow him already. But Rossi, thanks so
much.
Thank
you, my love.
We'll wait to hear what you've been heavily into next week.
Marvellous. Take care.
Another great episode. Remember, you can find me and Rossi all on social media. Ange and I are on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Corden. She's at Ange Corden. You can find Rossi on Instagram and TikTok. It's just Rossi D Woods.
And you can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Remember, you can always send us an email. Make sure you get the email address right, otherwise it'll go to Bob Howard in Arizona. Our email address is findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. But another great episode. We hope that we've kept you company, made you laugh, and we'll be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.